This is Useless Conversations with Kimmy
and Jess.
How's it going?
Oh, you know, better late than never.
Yeah, no kidding. We're recording pretty late today.
Yeah, it's all my fault.
It's not your fault. It's Kitty's fault.
It's Kitty's fault. That's the truth.
It's Kitty's fault. Just kidding, of course. Just kidding. Oh, did she text you? Did she land safe?
You know, she hasn't told me if she's made it home safely. I'm assuming she did, and maybe they, like, she said she would text me when she got home. But, like, it's dinner time, so, like, what if they stopped and got dinner or something, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, if there were a plane crash in our state, we probably would have gotten, like, 17 alerts on our phones or whatever.
I mean, probably.
Yeah. So, Spokane to Seattle is, like, an hour in the air. So.
Yeah, I'm sure she's safe and sound, but she just hasn't messaged me yet. Oh, if she does, I'm just going to shout it out no matter what we're talking about, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's a fun little game.
It'll be a fun game. So how are you doing? How's your weekend been?
Oh, you know, it's been... I'm exhausted, actually. Gosh, Kitty just... I know. She takes it right out of you.
She's got so much more energy than me, I swear to Christ. She has so much more energy than me. It's so bonkers. Like, and I have a kid who's 5, and she'll keep up with him way better than I do.
Yeah. She,
And she does, too, and I'm like, you don't have to do that. And she's like, no, I want to. And I'm like, you're crazy. Get out of here.
Yeah. I don't know. She just keeps me going. She's like, let's just do this and let's just do that. And hey, maybe we could get this done. And it's like, okay, okay, okay. Wow, it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
I know. I to this day, I still have not found the off button for her.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works.
However, she's really good at staying on task.
Oh, I know. Oh my God, absolutely. She's never, and that's one of my biggest problems. Like, today I'm doing my homework, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, got my laptop and it's all set up on my vanity. Cause I'm trying to, so when I, lately when I've been doing it downstairs, the kid comes and bangs on the door. And I'm like, Ezra, you need to go away. Mommy's doing her homework. And he's like, no, but I just have to show you something real quick. And it's like 18 times of something real quick before I'm like, I got to find another place to hide and do this. Because he's figured out that behind this door lies a mother who is so, you know, appreciative of every little tiny thing that he has to say. Oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you. Payback's a bitch, Ezra. You just wait till you have homework and your mom comes and knocks on your door over and over again.
And be like, I know you're sleeping with that girl. Bang, bang, bang. Get out of there. Bang, bang, bang. He's going to be like, Mom, I'm just doing chemistry. I'm like, no, you're not. You're talking about chemistry. I know what you're talking about, chemistry. That's biology. Get out of there.
Is that what they're calling it these days?
Right? Yeah, you kids and your words. Get out of there. He's going to be like, you're such a boomer. Then I'm going to cry. It'll be fine for me. Better look out. No, it's fine. I'm working on this. So I'm taking liberal arts this term. Yeah. And we have to compare the 4 lenses of liberal arts. And so I'm trying to figure out how professionals in the field of humanities research humanities. And I'm like, they look at people. I'm literally all over Google and it's like observation, 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 questionnaires, observation.
They watch with their eyes.
Yeah, they see and notate. I don't know what to say after that. So I'm just trying to figure that out. And then I have to do like that's the last portion. And then there's a final compare and contrast portion. Like the some, you know, this lens and this lens are comparative in this way. This lens and this lens differ in this way. And you have to have at least like three examples. I'm sure you can hear my kid. He's right outside my door screaming.
Yeah, I heard a little bit. It's fine.
It's okay. I was telling you that he was like working my nerves because you and I were texting last night. I love how I just launch immediately into complaints about the one person I love the most in the entire world. And it's constant. I never stop complaining about being a mom. I feel terrible, but at the same time, like mom guilt is going to be what it is. Anyway, so I mean, it's fucking true. It is real. Like you complain about something small that they do that drives you absolutely crazy. And then they like accidentally bonk their head and you're like, oh my God, I'm a terrible mother. Are you okay? I love you so much. Never leave me. Oh my God.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it's for real. I don't know. I wouldn't let anyone throw them in a suitcase and shove them down the stairs, but you know.
I mean, some people's children, I swear.
I swear, but to be fair, I don't think anyone let you do that either. I think you just took the
I'll say it. I've said it once and I'll say it again.
Consensual. It was consensual.
He wanted to, and it's not thrown down the stairs. I didn't throw him down the stairs. I just kind of set it on the stairs and let go, and it went on its own.
I mean, listen, when you get the consent of your younger sibling, who is a good 7 years younger than you?
Age ain't nothing but a number.
Yeah. So, yeah, last night my kid was driving me absolutely crazy. I love him so much. I have to preface everything that I say that is bad about my child with, I am so lucky to be a mother. I love my son more than life itself. Blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Obligatory statement. Yeah, obligatory statement entered here. However, so last night Zeb was over at many, many people who know us know that Zeb's best friend for a very long time is Tony. And he has two other best friends who have also been his best friends for a very long time, Greg and John. And so John, Tony, and Zebulon are trying to create this really cool game. And I'm not going to give away the type of game that it is, but it's pretty dope. Because, you know, they're trying to obviously create it. I'm not going to give away any trade secrets here. This is a podcast. This isn't about his game. And
I
so
mean,
they.
it's smart on your husband's behalf.
Right. Like I talk shit all day about how he hates me, but I won't talk about his stupid game. Anyway, so I mean, come on. So if anybody deserved it right now in this moment, it no, I'm just kidding. It wouldn't be him. He's the best. I don't know why I ever complain about him. Anyway, so Zeb was over at Tony's last night and Ezra first, it started at, all the way back at dinner when Zebulon was still home. I made a dinner that no one liked. That's not a surprise to anyone. If it's a surprise to you people listening, it should not be. You should be aware that I try often and fail often at making food that tastes delicious. I don't know why. I don't know why, because A, I love food that tastes delicious. Just a true statement. And B, my mother was an amazing cook. So Jessica inherited all of that from our family, and I inherited the nose. Pretty much it. Don't know what else to tell you. That's life. So I tried to make this like vegetable and rice pilaf medley just from like throw stuff together from the pantry, whatever. I over-seasoned it. Way too much salt. It was nuts. Then I added in this really delicious, like, specialty sausage I'd ordered from Smith Brothers, which was amazing. The sausage was really good, but Zeb and I literally ate the sausage out of the rice mixture and then threw the rice mixture away because I over-seasoned it like to high heaven. It was like so much Johnny's. I think I had a like a mild heart attack. There were palpitations for sure. It was bad.
Okay.
So Ezra didn't want it, and I said, "Hey, look, man, mommy and daddy, because the rule in our house again is if you try it and you don't like it, you don't have to eat it, right?" I
Yeah.
said, "Look, man, mommy's not even gonna make you try it. Mommy and daddy tried it, and it's bad. Mommy made a bad dinner. It's icky." And he was like, "Okay, all right." And I was like, "What do you want instead?" And he hemmed and hawed, and we offered several things, and eventually he landed on macaroni with hot dogs.
Okay.
Okay. Pretty similar to what he already had in front of him. Not going to argue, though, that what he had in front of him, not delicious. Macaroni and hot dogs, still a staple. That's
Yeah.
delicious. Anyone can eat that for
Sure.
sure. So Zeb whips up some Kraft dinner or macaroni and cheese, whatever you guys want to call it. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Canadian American. It's Kraft dinner. It's mac and cheese, whatever the fuck. So he makes that, and we have Costco hot dogs other than these specialty sausages. Now I have two more specialty sausages, and I am going to go get some delicious, like perfect hoagies. I think I'm going pretzel bun on this.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're like the Polish dogs, and I'm gonna get kraut and just
Ooh.
fucking do it up. Zeb doesn't like sauerkraut. I don't want to talk about it. I feel bad for him. I think it's delicious. He hates it. It is what it is. So, at any rate, long story, well, I was gonna say short, but really longer, is that all I had other than the specialty dogs were Costco dogs. I don't know if anyone out there has ever had a Costco dog. The thing is like a mile long. I don't know why. This hot dog is like a foot. It's a foot. I don't know. I don't know what to do with this dog. It's the size of a ruler. So Zeb cuts up half of the hot dog and puts it in Ezra's Kraft dinner, right?
Okay.
And then Zebulon decided to have the exact same thing, except Zeb bought Cheeto flavored Kraft dinner because that's apparently a thing now. And
Okay.
he made that for himself. Now, I'm just going to say it was an ungodly color of orange that literally made me go like shiver and go, ugh. Like it was so disgusting looking. I did not even want to like see him eat it. I was like, I'm not gonna look at you. And so he was like, well, what are you gonna have for dinner? You know, because all we did was eat like the other two sausages I spread out between the three of us
Hey,
out
kitty,
of
Kimmy.
what?
Kitty's home safe.
Okay, so I'm safe. Kitty!
Okay, sorry. I had to do it.
No, that's good. I love it. Okay. Everyone, you heard it here first. Our cousin Kitty live from Seattle, from SeaTac Airport. Kitty, Catherine, last name is none of your fucking business. Landed safely. She's probably eating a specialty Polish hot dog. She's actually
Probably.
probably not. I mean, Mark
Yeah.
is a way better cook than me. He's not fucking with that.
You're probably right.
Her husband whipped up some like blackened salmon with a perfect like side dish. Mwah.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I sometimes will. I'll be like, "Kitty, is Mark cooking tonight?" Okay, yeah, I'm free. Just kidding.
He does. He's a great cook.
He is. Oh my God, his clam chowder.
Yeah.
Like I can't even. I can't.
Or
It's been years too, by the way,
the
since I've
blackened
had it.
chicken with
Oh,
the
that.
zucchini.
Yes, girl. Oh.
Or he's also made us gnocchis. Is that how you say it?
Gnocchi. Yeah. He's made that for you?
Yeah, it's so good.
Dude is literally like so thin. And by the way, just to be clear, he has been working out and also like making sure he integrates daily physical activity into his life in a way that I have not. But he is so thin. And by the way, he cooks, should think that he was like morbidly obese because his food is so delicious.
Yeah, he does
Like
really good food.
he does, but he like he's one of these people who does like the burner or the earner or both. Like the exercise before the food is the earner. The exercise after the food is the burner. Sometimes he does both. I mean, he just is hitting that physicality in a way that I don't understand. Well, in a way that I definitely understand, I just don't participate in, which is the problem with me. But anyway, so Kitty's home safe. She's got food. Back to my story. Long
Yeah,
story short.
back to your
Yeah.
craft dinner.
I was eating a Caesar salad mix from like the grocery store, like just one of those quick Caesar salad things that you throw together. I was eating that.
Okay.
These two fools were eating macaroni and cheese with hot dogs, but Zeb had this weird Cheeto one, and I was like, that's disgusting. That thing looks neon orange. I'm not
Yeah.
coming close to that. Keep it away from me. And so Ezra wouldn't eat his. And it's he asked us for it is the crazy part. Like that's what he said he wanted. And
Yeah.
he hadn't eaten a ton yesterday. So it's not like he was like full. So we couldn't get to the bottom of why he wouldn't finish his dinner, right? So then after Zeb left, I was like, look. And I just leveled with the kid. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. You don't want to do this anymore. If you take two bites, like two hot dog bites right now, mommy will just let you have your lemon square. And he was like, really? Just like two more bites of hot dog? And I was like, yeah, I think what's happening is you filled up on all that chocolate milk that dad gave you. And Zeb's like, oh, that's so good post-workout. I'm like, our child has not been working out today. So that is irrelevant. And so Zeb gave him like a Nesquik, and it was like a whole bottle. He just gave him a Nesquik and a straw and was like, live your life, YOLO. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? He has not finished his dinner. And then he didn't finish his dinner. And then Zeb was like, bye, after he gave him basically just like a jug full of sugar.
Yeah.
I was shooketh. Hashtag shooketh. Was like, really? Now you just leave? Okay, whatever. So the kid ate two bites of hot dog reluctantly. Like I had to basically be like, just eat the hot dog. Like not scream at him, but like raise my voice. He finally did it. Then he got his lemon square. He was fine. So I threw him in the bath. This fool splashed water all over the guest bathroom. You would have thought that a motherfucking tsunami had come through there. It was mess on mess on mess in that bathroom. And then he tried to talk to me like, oh, I was cleaning the walls of the tub. Like, no, you weren't.
I
You
mean,
were just
that's
in here being a
helpful.
jerk.
I think it's helpful.
It's not. It wasn't. Jessica, I still need to scrub that tub. He didn't do shit. Then he was in there drinking the bath. I'm in there. So what happens when Zeb gives him a bath? And I have to say, my husband gives him a bath the majority of the time. Is that Zeb will be like on his phone and he'll be like telling him where to wash himself. And Ezra will eventually get to it, but mostly Ezra's in there playing with his toys.
Sure.
When I give Ezra a bath, I'm in there in his bathroom doing something constructive, like scrubbing the toilet, or I'm like trying to wipe down the fronts of the cupboards or the countertop, whatever, whatever it may be, right?
Yeah.
So I was in there, I was scrubbing the front of the countertops because there was literally like kids' toothpaste everywhere. And it's only been like less than a week. For some reason, I don't know why, kids can't spit. The only place they cannot spit is into the sink. And I don't know if that's an AIM issue. I don't know if my kid needs glasses. I don't know what is, if this is normal with other children. But this toothpaste is all over the whole front of the cabinet. And I'm like, you've got to be joking me right now. This vanity is covered in the remnants of you brushing your teeth with, fluoride-free Crest. So everything smells like Berry Blast or whatever. So I'm just down there scrubbing it off. And he's in the bath splashing around like a maniac. He keeps getting me wet. So then I'm yelling at him. So then he's like, "You shouldn't yell at me. I don't like when you raise your voice." And I think to myself, if I had ever acted like this, ever, ever, my repercussion wouldn't have been stop splashing in the tub. That would not have been the repercussion. But I never acted like that because in the back of my mind, I always thought to myself, my mom hasn't hit me, but she would. Now, I haven't hit him, but that's the difference. He doesn't think I will. And he's right. So anyway, that's not a lie. So finally, I get him out of the tub. I have to go and wash him off because he won't listen to me. So I finish like wiping down his bathroom. Then I got to go wash him off. Then I get him out of the tub. I have to dry him off because he says, "Mom, Dad usually does this for me, but he makes me do it, but he explains how to do it, but you don't know how to explain how to do it, so you should just do it." And then he looks at me and says, "See to play, Mom." Okay, son, sure. So I dry him off. I help him get into his pajamas. First of all, I picked out the Spider-Mans, but he didn't want the Spider-Mans. No, he wanted the Marios. So then I had to go digging through the clean laundry to find the Marios. The Marios are dirty. He has to choose between Minions, the Spider-Mans, or the Captain Americas. Do you know what he chooses? The motherfucking Spider-Mans, where we began. I don't know why this is a problem. Just put the pajamas on your body, right? It's a whole damn thing. So then I told him, I'm not, mommy has a lot of homework to do. So I'm going to work on my homework. I don't want to read you books tonight, which I normally, again, we normally do book time every single night. I said, but you can watch two shows in mommy's room while I try to do my homework. So he came into my room. He was watching his shows. And then that chocolate milk kicked back in, and the dude was going berserkers. There's no other way for me to describe what was happening. It was straight up nutso. So finally, I was like, I don't care anymore what happens. I didn't give him any more timeouts. I was just sick of it. And I waited till his second show was done. I turned the TV off. I picked up his tiny little ass and I put him in bed. And I was like, I love you. Good night. Then today, as if he didn't understand that he was in mortal danger, this kid hit me on the back while I was sitting at my vanity trying to do my homework. This was hours ago, by the way, and I'm still hot. Like, this happened probably at 1 p.m. and it is now clearly 7:30. No. This happened at like noon. So he hits me on the back with his slipper, and I said, "I don't like that. That hurt mommy." So then he starts slapping me on the back with his hand. And I said, "Ezra, that hurts mommy. I don't like it. Please stop." He said, "No, not the slipper, but with my hand, I'm giving you a pat." And I said, "That's not a pat. You're hitting me and I don't like it. Please stop." So he stops for like, I don't know, half a minute. Then I get slapped on the back. And so the other one didn't really hurt me, but I was just letting him know, like, we don't hit people, right? He slapped me on the back with his rubber sole slippers, both of them, so hard. Like he had them in his hand. He did a wind up and a full on like pull. I just got bitch slapped on my back with these rubberized bottom slippers. And I lost my shit. I just started yelling. I was like, "Get in the corner. Alexa, set a timer for 5 minutes." Like screaming at him. Yelling at the Amazon Home Echo thing, just like so pissed. And so then finally the timer, like it expires. He's in the corner crying because I told him he also doesn't get any dessert tonight, which we stuck to. But it was hard because he was bawling his face off talking about how he wanted his treat. And I was like, "You don't deserve a treat after you hit me like that." So then I got to get Zeb involved, and Zeb's like, "Yeah, seems like everyone kind of lost their cool." And I was like, "Oh, you?" He was like, "No." He like started backpedaling.
I can picture him and hear him all at the same time. Like,
He thought that was the most diplomatic answer he'd ever. He thought that that was going to be brilliant. It was going to be a parenting and husband moment for the win. Then I was
Poor Zeb.
I know he. I'm the worst. You're right.
You know, it sounds to me like a mother's curse has kind of, you know, not your kid's fault. It's all your fault, Kimmy. If you were just a little bit different with your mom, you wouldn't have the mother's curse and he wouldn't be doing all the things you used to do.
I gotta tell you though, this is what I'm gonna say. I was up until probably 16 or 17, I listened to every word that my mom said. I was such a good girl. I didn't get in any trouble. I got good grades, except for right after my dad died. I went through a really hard time, but my mom got me back from that. And I was a good girl. I listened to my mom. If I got in trouble, I accepted my punishment. If I did something wrong, I accepted my punishment till I was about 16 or 17. But Zebulon, people don't know this about him. And his mother once broke a wooden spoon across his bottom trying to spank him because he wouldn't stop laughing at her. And she was like, and the one thing she never realized, because how could you? Like, as a mom, you're just like, I understand because I have been there where I was there today after he hit me, was like ready to just grab him and give him a swat on the bottom and be done with it. You know, like he's never had this in his life. This will be the shock of his lifetime. I'm gonna really get him. But I didn't. I just put him in the corner like normal. But you don't know what frustration is like until you are angry because your child is acting out and then they start laughing in your face. You do not know. You think you know what it's like to be frustrated. You think you understand what it's like to be in over your head until your child, who is clearly just acting out for no reason, probably because I was doing my homework and I wasn't paying attention to him. I don't know. Just turns and smiles and looks at me and then slaps me across the back with rubberized slippers. And then he just like smiles and he starts laughing. And then you get so hot. You get so angry. And Zeb used to do that to his mom where he would laugh. But what she didn't realize, and what I, as his wife, have come to realize, is that it is his nervous response to confrontation. Because when we first started dating, he would laugh in the middle of an argument and I would get even more hot. Like I would get so pissed off and I'd be like, "Now you're laughing at me, see?" Like it, and it was the fights have always, always, always the arguments have been about like miscommunication. And so then when he's laughing at me, I'm like, "Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?" And then his mom told me that story, and I was like, "Oh no, that's how he do."
Have you started laughing at him?
I tried it one time and it backfired really badly. 'Cause he was like, "Now you're being condescending, and that's what's really mean." And he was not wrong. I felt hella bad. But I was in the moment, I didn't. I was like, "Yeah, I got you, son." Ha
It seems like something I would definitely
ha! Yeah. I'm not kidding. I mean,
not
I've done it, Jess.
want.
It's not like it's not nothing I haven't done, but yeah, it definitely like it made him hot. He was not happy about it. So then I felt bad. You know how you do. Oh, his precious ego. Oh God. Or whatever. I don't know what like remorseful wives say.
This is kind of like last weekend when you said, you know, I don't know. I don't have any skin in the
Right? Listen.
It's all on you, honey.
That's not you, girl. I don't know. Oh, hunty. Except yours was about the neighbor like giving you lap dances and showing you her titties.
I mean, it came full circle, Kimmy. Just let me
Yeah.
have this.
You're right. You're right. Yours, just like your neighbor lap dancing you and trying to give you a titty strip tease equal to, or maybe even greater than, my concerns about my abilities as a mother and wife. So, tit for tat. If the shoe fits, bitch. Lace it up. I don't
No,
know what
actually,
else
that's a
to
it's a perfect segue. I actually did want to tell you about something that happened after we finished recording.
Oh, please do.
And well, so, I did what I said. I made a drink and then I went to go find Aunt Kimmy. And I found them all in the same place as I had left them, except for there was probably a little bit more alcohol on board. So then they asked me how it went, and I told them that I talked shit about them, which, I mean, I didn't really talk shit, but I definitely talked about them.
Right. It wasn't not what happened.
I didn't say anything that wasn't true.
Right. Right.
But so I told them that. And then, after sitting there for a few minutes, then they started saying they wanted to go on a golf cart ride, and I was like, "Wow, you guys, I'm really not on your level right now." But, I went anyway. And
Okay.
we ended up at another neighbor's house where we were just gonna go, have a shot, and then everyone was gonna, go on their way. But that's not what happened.
Oh
We
no.
got like five or six of us up there, and we had a shot, and then we had a shot, and then we had a
Oh
shot.
no.
This continued for a while. Now, they weren't back to back to back.
Okay.
It's something they call, I think they call it lemonade moonshine. So it was a made thing, but this thing does
Oh.
have Everclear in it. So it's like, it's not full liquor shots, but it's also Everclear.
Yeah, no. I have a terrible story that I will get into one time in the future about me on not knowing that the punch had Everclear in it.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
We
girl.
knew this had Everclear in it.
Yeah, I mean, clearly
And
your friends are they post the disclosure before they give you the drink.
right. We knew going in what was happening, and
Yeah.
I kept watching the time, and it was on his microwave, so I was like, we were just chatting and laughing, and I kept checking the time, and everything was fine. And then somebody says, "It's 4 a.m."
Oh my God.
And I was like, "No, it's not. It's 12:30." And they're like, "No, it's 4 a.m." And I'm like, "Where are you looking right now? Because I'm looking right there, and it very clearly says 12:30." And he held up his phone, and I was like, "Oh shit. Like, it is 4 a.m." Who let Aunt Kimmy stay out until 4 a.m.?
Well, I mean, to be fair, you.
Yeah. I was like, wow, I'm gonna be grounded.
It's not
And
your. I mean, technically, blame could be shared with the
sure.
neighbor's microwave.
I mean, I yelled at him and told him it said 12:30 and he needed to fix that. And he said, no, it's about right. And I was like,
No.
this is your fault because I thought I was being okay and I wasn't. And it's all
Right.
your fault. So then we got a ride home on a golf cart and we came in and Dad was awake and he was like, what are you two doing? And we were like, you see, it's Brian's fault.
Oh
didn't have the right time on his microwave. But then we were up at 8 in the morning, and my dad's like, "What is wrong with you two?" And we're like, "Ah."
How? I can't. I can't.
We're just morning people. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, to be fair, like, I have my share of, like, sleepless nights too. So I do understand to a certain degree. But if I've been drinking and that is the case, I'm like, everyone leave me alone. You're dead to me.
I don't know. I went in and I made breakfast and.
Damn, Jess.
I know.
You're a hardcore bee.
I am. But you know what? Also, I think about things and I try to account for stuff. So I have like a 40-ounce water.
You're smart.
So before I went to bed, I chugged like half of that. And then mm-hmm. I took some ibuprofen because I was like, ooh. You know, I did take like 6 shots of something that who knows what it's going to do to me. So let's get this on board. So then I woke up and I was fine. I was just tired, but I was fine.
I can't. No, I'm no good at that. And it's really funny because my boss is the same way. Like, she drinks a ton of water. And the other day we had a couple glasses of wine. It was like nothing crazy. And we had like 2 glasses of wine, but we were there for like 4 hours, something like that. But I didn't hydrate enough. And the next day I was so sick. Like, my stomach was so sour.
Yeah.
And she was like, "We had like 2 glasses of wine. What's wrong with you?" And I was like, "Oh, you know what it is? I didn't hydrate like at all yesterday other than that wine and the coffee that I had in the morning."
Yeah.
And she's like, "That's dehydrating, if that's anything. Like, you just, all you did was dehydrate your entire self." And I also woke up with really dry skin. Mm-hmm. And like, my mouth was dry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my lips get really dry.
Yeah, same here. And so it's like, even though I felt completely fine and I wasn't inebriated in any way whatsoever, the next day my stomach was so sour I couldn't figure out what was going on, and I had a terrible headache. And I was like, "Oh, it's the 35. And she was like, "No, it's the lack of water. I'm fucking fine. Get your shit together."
I mean, we are made up of mostly like water, so
yeah, that's definitely today. That was one of the questions either on Jeopardy or it was the question of the day. I don't know. I think it was Jeopardy.
What and is H2O?
No, but close enough. No. What percentage of our brain is made up of water? And then it's like, you know, it's a multiple choice. So they give you like 3 possibilities or whatever. Uh-huh. And I said 10%. It's 70.
I was going to say 75, actually, but.
Okay. Well, that's probably because you drink so much water.
I mean, it's probably because I drink so much water.
So much water. You brag.
I'm actually drinking some wine right now.
No, yeah, I've got my Snoop Dogg Red Blend on hand, girl. Don't worry, though. I also have water here because I'm a basic bitch who barely needs to hydrate.
I drink water before this, but I have this stuff called, it's called Evil Queen, but it's by the Bridge Press Cellars. And then a nice gentleman bought me this bottle last night.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Boy.
I mean, it's not like that. I'll explain more and then you'll end up laughing at that comment. But
that'd be really funny if you were just like, "It was Corey."
No.
Corey's like, "Fuck you. You pushed me down the stairs. You get nothing."
My brother wouldn't buy me wine. If it's not my birthday, I'm not getting wine.
He might bring you Panda Express.
If I'm lucky. And he is at a discount.
That's the best thing ever. Oh my God.
No, you know, Kitty was in town.
Yeah.
And you know, this week I've done a wide variety of things. Anything from crafting to moving somebody out of their home to going to a 50th birthday
Whose 50th was it?
Well, it was actually Zeshi's brother-in-law. I thought it was his 40th, and we walked in, and I was like, damn, he's 50. And it was a surprise birthday. And it was at this place downtown, which it was a nice place, but here's the thing, girl. It was right next to like the homeless shelter.
Yeah, no.
So we actually had reality TV happening outside.
I mean, free entertainment can't be denied. It wasn't Fast Eddie's, right? That's further up.
No, I just told you it was called Bridge Press Cellars
Oh,
because that's
that's right. Sorry. That's right. Okay.
But it's not too far away from there.
Yeah.
And I mean, to be fair, there is a large homeless population down there. So, but we were like right next to where the shelters were. So,
Yeah.
this, we're sitting there waiting. It's a surprise party. He's not there yet. And all of a sudden, one of Kitty's friends is like, dude, is that guy peeing over there? And we all look, and he totally was peeing.
Sure enough.
Then he turns around and starts walking back towards the street. And this person goes walking by, and he pulls out a comb out of his thing and starts like brushing his hair back. Like that's what he was doing back there. And we all started laughing because we just totally watched him pee and then try to play it off with someone else. He doesn't realize he has a whole audience watching him. And then the dude went and jumped on one of those scooters. What are they?
The lime wires
Yeah.
or whatever.
He goes and jumps on the Lime scooter, and we're like, like maybe he's not homeless because he's like, I mean, he's probably the richest homeless man if he's cruising around on a Lime scooter, right? It was just funny. Like he combed
But
his hair,
yeah.
and then he grabbed his junk after the guy walked by, and then he hopped on his Lime scooter and he was gone. We were like, oh, okay, welcome to downtown.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. It's one of those things where you'll be surprised who is and is not when you're downtown. Same thing in Seattle. I mean, for that matter, same thing in Tacoma, but yeah, in Seattle especially. Zeb and I used to, so he works at a technologies firm in Seattle, and I used to go pick him up. This was before pre-Ezra. But was also pre-pandemic because now he's gone completely like work from home. And I used to pick him up at his office and we would go to this place called Bambino's Pizza. And I'm not kidding you, this is the best pizza you will ever have in your life. These Italians literally make the sausage in-house. They brew all of their beers in-house. Or they have specialty beers brought in that are brewed locally. It is the best pizza I've ever had in my life. It blows my face off every time we go.
And
So I
you've
used
never
to,
seen
well, listen, this is why. I'll tell you why.
me.
Because it's kind of over by like city center, like Space Needle-ish, kind of. I know it's under the monorail. But then we would walk from that to this amazing gelato place. Okay, so just to be fair, it was like our night of Italian stuff. So we would go after pizza, we would walk to this gelato place. And we did this for like, I don't know, like 3 or 4 years. And then the year that pot was legalized in Seattle, we did it. But there were like, I'm going to say 3 to 4 times as many transients on like on our route from Bambino's to the gelato place, and specifically outside of Bambino's. And so yeah, at any rate, it was kind of like, oh, this fun thing that we do is no longer fun. I don't want to come back here because the route that we took just happened to be like, I don't know. It wasn't that long of a walk, maybe like 1.5, 2 miles to get there. And it was a great, again, a great burner after you've eaten that much pizza. And we were a lot more fit then because we were going to the gym a lot. You know, then you have a kid and stuff kind of just unfortunately takes a chubby turn. Yeah, so it, you know, and it was a nice little walk, and we'd also just, you know, we'd stop at some of the shops and stuff like that. But yeah, that year after pot got legalized, that route was just a disaster. And I told him, I was like, I don't want to go to Bambino's anymore. And he was like, yeah, me neither. Like, it was just ruined for us after.
Well,
Anyway.
luckily, we had some alcohol on board with us, so it was all just kind of funny watching. First of all, this is my first like post-COVID get together I've been to in a bar, which
Yeah.
was really weird, by the way.
Did anyone have a mask on other than the people who work there?
No, not even the people who worked there did.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really weird. It felt odd.
Yeah, that's kind of bonkers.
Yeah, it was kind of strange. But
Okay.
so we heard that beer and wine would be on the house or whatever, so I ordered a red wine. And then there were some people who still wanted alcohol beverages, you know, like the hard alcohol. And
Right.
turns out Brady's father-in-law was like, "It's on me," and
Oh,
made
wow.
everything free.
Wow.
And so I had my glass of wine, and then Zeshi was like, "Hey, you want another glass?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." And she comes back with a bottle. So they said, anyone drinking wine here, take a bottle. And I was like,
Wow.
what? So, you know, I had a glass out of it, and then I was able to take it home with me, which was interesting. Never done that before.
You never have, really?
She's like, oh, as long as it's corked, you can go out with it. I'm like, I feel like I'm stealing right now. She's like, it's
Yeah.
paid for.
Yeah, it's just that we have a really strict like open container law in Washington State. And I only know this not because I'm a paralegal, but because I waited tables at Red Lobster for 1 million years.
That's what so Zeshi works in that industry, and she told me that I could take it. I'm like, this just feels wrong. I mean, I'm also not like that high roller out there buying bottles of wine at
I
restaurants,
know.
but I mean, so how would I know?
So, how full-bodied is this $3 6 ounce pour of the house Chardonnay?
A glass or two at most, depending on the cost. Not like
Right.
I'll take the bottle, like that
Yeah.
ain't me.
Just take the bottle, girl. Here, go
And you know,
on.
not that that's not, I mean, if you can do that, more power to
I know. Listen, if you live that bougie ass lifestyle where you could just order that wine out and not care that that $12 bottle of wine just cost you 38, you do you.
Hey,
I'm not here to judge anybody.
we didn't get like the menu, so I don't know how much this bottle of wine costs, but that was very nice of her father-in-law to buy it for me.
Yeah, that's really sweet.
You know, I went there thinking I was gonna have a bar tab, and then found out that High Nooner was catering and that their
Damn.
beer and wine were free, and I was like, I can drink wine. And then when we found out that he put that in so that everything was free, we were like, what?
Like all of a sudden it's like shot, 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 shot.
I texted my mom that I wasn't gonna have a bar tab. I'm like, this is amazing, like free food and free wine. What? I was
Yeah.
like, maybe I do need to find me an older sugar daddy. I don't know.
Listen, Jessica, I'm saying if you, this is the thing that I constantly tell people, if anything ever happened to Zeb, I would marry for money. I'm not playing because love is so rare like true honest love where it's enduring and it lasts. Like you love a person so much that their flaws, you can overcome their flaws, right? Or like it's unconditional, right? I'm never going to find that again after Zeb, probably mostly because of me. If I'm being honest, it probably won't, doesn't have anything to do with the male population. Well, that's not true. It has a lot to do with the male population. There's some toxic masculinity out there. I don't want to deny my feminism and say some dumb shit on the podcast, but it's probably because of me. I don't think that people will be as patient with me as Zebulon is. I would marry for money in a motherfucking heartbeat.
Yeah, you lost out on that, didn't you?
Yeah, if it's really funny, because my husband now makes a lot more, not a lot more, but a decent chunk more money than I do. And so I sometimes wonder if people think some kind of way about that. And I'm like, I had to work two jobs to put that fool through college. Don't cover me. If I'm a gold digger, I played the long con. I waited till we were 9 years in and 6 years married before I even got pregnant with his baby. So, but yeah, I definitely, I knew that I loved that fool the minute I met him. It took him like 2 or 3 months, but I knew immediately, and I was like, "Damn it, I'm only 20." Oh
I'm older and wiser now, so you know, are
I'm
rich
telling you.
later if you're single.
Yeah, if there are any well-to-do listeners who are single and ready to mingle.
I mean, I wouldn't marry you for your money, or would I?
I wouldn't marry you for your money, but it wouldn't help, it wouldn't not help your cause. You see what I'm saying?
No, I'm totally not that way. I don't care about any of that, but
I know, I'm so not that way either, but it's fun to think about, like, if I had all the money in the world, what would I do? But if I also married for money, I wouldn't have married Zeb.
yeah.
So I would be miserable AF.
I mean, maybe I'll get lucky. Maybe I'll find love and money. Does that ever
Yeah.
happen?
I think it does. I think. I don't know because that's not my own personal experience.
Shoot that dice.
I shoot those dice, girl. Look, Zeb and I lit. We used to live in a 495 square foot apartment, and we lived there for 3 years, even though it was infested with mold and mildew, because it was the cheapest apartment we could get in town. And we worked our asses off, and now I have a two-story house and a subdivision. Oh my God, you guys don't tell. Don't nobody call. Nobody call Lives of the Rich and Famous. I don't need cribs over here.
You have your mansion. Okay.
Yeah, me and my two-story subdivision home.
It's more than I can say I have, so.
But that's the thing, right? Like I didn't care about any of that when we got together. This fool walked in and he had the dirtiest pair of shell toes that I have ever seen. And you know that I'm a sneakerhead, so that bugged the fuck out of me. And then he was like, "These are my work shoes." Then he showed up on our second day and he had a pair of all black suede Zambas. And I was like, "That's my man's. I'm gonna get him. That's my man." Yeah, we were poor as hell. Even in our first house, we were so house poor because I told him, I was like, "The market crashed. We're gonna be able to get a house for cheap and we're gonna be able to sell it really high when the market's good." But those first 2 years in our house, we were eating Chili Mac. And like, not only that, but stretching it out so that it was dinner one night and then lunch the next day.
I mean,
Like,
and now you're rich and have a mansion, so it was all worth it,
but do you know what's really funny is my son ate Top Ramen for dinner.
right?
So I don't know. Girl, I don't know. First of all, I don't have a mansion. I literally have a cookie cutter subdivision home from D.R. Horton. That's what I got going on.
Before you try to put your house down, you should come live with me for a
Girl,
week.
I'm not putting my house down for nothing because I worked my ass off. I worked my ass off to have this
Then let me call it
two-story.
a mansion and let me call you rich.
I'm
Just
not
let me do
rich.
it.
I'm not rich yet. Let
You
me
are
finish
rich.
this. Let me finish this undergrad and then do my Rule 6 internship to attorney. And in about 8 years' time, when my kid is in middle school, I might have a client base.
Someday I'll be rich.
Listen, you're going to be a nurse and you're going to be paying my bills. So, from what I understand, we are foregoing Tweetin's tweets this week to
Yeah.
do the movies.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, has anyone come up with a name? I haven't seen anything.
I haven't seen anything, but I just thought I could, we could just say, let's go to the movies.
Let's go to
So,
the movies.
okay, let's go to the movies.
Let's go.
Okay,
Okay,
hit
for the
me.
last couple of weeks, I've watched a wide variety of different things. And so that we don't have any, oh, I had a baby. These are all pre-Ezra.
Okay, great. I think I'll do better.
If you don't know him, you just don't know him. You can't use your kid this time.
That's where I have no excuse.
Okay, the first one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Shout out whenever you think you know what it is.
Okay.
Okay. So the main character proposes to his girlfriend, and they get very excited about the upcoming nuptials until they realize he has no friends. So then he is on a journey to find a best man.
Plot. No, the plot sounds familiar.
Okay.
Can you tell me the lead actor?
Ooh, I feel like it gives it away, but I will if you'd like me to.
Yeah, no, I think I need the hint. I'd like a
Okay.
lifeline, please.
It's Paul Rudd.
It a Judd Apatow film?
I'm sure it is.
It is. Oh God.
Do you
Who
need
is,
another
yeah,
supporting actor?
who's the leading actress?
Oh, the leading actress is Rashida Jones.
Oh my God, I know this one. I know it. I know it. I know it. Oh, Jessica, I can't think of the name.
I love you, man.
Yes. Yes.
With Paul
Dang it.
Rudd and Jason Segel and Rashida
Yes.
Jones.
I kept seeing Jason Segel, but we just watched this really weird, like funny, incredible series that he did. And it
Yeah.
had Andre 3000
Oh.
and it had Sally Field. It is so good and interesting and funny. And Sally Field, who we love, is so Sally. It's perfect. Yes, I love you, man. Now that you told me, it's there. Okay. Next movie.
Okay.
Okay.
Next movie. So, a 911 operator receives a call from a teenage girl who's been abducted,
Okay.
and the 911 operator does everything in her power to get this girl back.
The call.
Yeah.
Yay! I love that
Halle
movie.
Berry
Yes.
and
Halle Berry.
Abigail Breslin.
Yes.
This next one,
Yes.
if you don't know it, we can't be cousins anymore.
Oh, okay. A familial disassociation.
So a man loses his wife.
Tragic.
Yeah, it's really sad in the beginning. And then his son is like, oh, my dad's so sad. I'm gonna call a radio station. And I'm gonna tell them that for Christmas, my Christmas wish is for my dad to find a new wife.
It's Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh You're so right.
Yeah. What's my prize?
I didn't get you one, but
Okay.
I do hear though that we have a prize for an extra special listener.
Yes, we do. Ladies and gentlemen, gals and guys and dolls, it is now time for drum roll, please. Is that we're really bad at making a drum roll. We are going to select on the cast from a bowl. Jessica has written down each number and the name associated to said number.
So, just to clarify, to you cheaters who said, "Hey, what's the number?" Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I didn't pick a number because I knew we wouldn't get 200 people to pick a number.
Right.
And to be clear, the number I would have picked was not picked.
Right.
So you're all wrong. You all lose. I get the $20. I'm just kidding. I really did take the time to write down every person's number with their name, and I do have it in a bowl here, and I have been mixing it sporadically through our podcast.
Okay, and so to be fair, there are no like, we don't know who is going to win this. She is going to
No.
pull a piece of paper out of this bowl. Whoever gets picked, your number and your name is on that paper, and we will
Yep.
not have any squabbling over this $20 gift card.
I mean, I'm sure we will, but it'll be fine. They'll
It's
live.
fine. Yeah, they'll live. Can just get over it. You're welcome. Yeah, whoever you pick out of that bowl is the winner.
Yep. Okay. Are you ready? Can you hear
Yep.
it? Okay. And the winner. Oh, shut up. I can't even believe this. Because I talked shit about this a little bit in love I did.
In love.
It is number 142, Terry Campbell. No,
Terry
I
Campbell.
honestly, this is actually really funny because he was the very first one to comment. And I said, out of every number he could pick, he picked 142.
Good job, Terry. Yeah, and it was his anniversary. Him and his wife Dot celebrated 11 years together, and they are the lucky recipients because let's face it, she's also a winner of a $20 gift card that will be
Yeah.
delivered via Facebook after this episode airs. Woohoo! Congratulations!
And
And
also,
also,
Terry,
happy anniversary!
yes, and thanks for being a loyal listener. We know you listen. We
Yes.
see you
He
out
and Dot
there.
both. Yeah, thank you so much. You guys are always so supportive of literally every endeavor that I attempt. So I appreciate you guys like my family. But yay, Terry. Okay. Woohoo. I think the problem is too that I will forget the name of a movie, but I know that I love it. Like there's this movie that just came out. I think it's either called Freaky or it's called Friday. Don't know. Pretty sure it's called Freaky. Maybe it's not. I'll have to look it up. But Vince Vaughn switches bodies with a teenage girl. Did you see, was it called Freaky? Is that what it's called?
I just watched that like
Oh, my God, how funny is that fucking movie?
was
It's
great.
a good one. I love when they're in the back seat of the car. My God, it's so
No,
good.
we had
And the friends are so funny and like try to
Yeah.
like they literally try to beat it. It was really good.
So
It was a really
you
good
had
flick.
recommended that to me because I hadn't seen it.
Yes.
And I
Okay, now I
actually,
remember.
I purchased it and I watched it a few weeks ago.
It's so good, isn't it funny? I love that one. It's a really good movie.
That's a good movie.
Okay, well, so I'm just gonna make a couple recommendations here of things that I've enjoyed over the last week. And if people like that, great. And if people don't like that, sorry, I don't know what to tell you. Because I'm literally just having a conversation with my cousin, and you're technically eavesdropping, so whatever.
Yeah, so there.
The first, yeah. The first thing is that, so Mother's Day, I didn't mention what I got for Mother's Day.
Oh.
My husband bought me, and I am not kidding, a blanket-sized hoodie
Oh.
that is like micro fleece on one side and then that like faux Sherpa on the inside. And it's a gigantic hoodie. It's like a poncho blanket hoodie. It's so big that Ezra gets inside of it with me sometimes, which is kind of weird, probably. I don't know if that's like a mama kangaroo situation or whatever. I don't know. And then he also got me a mug. And you know how Aspen and I both love Schitt's Creek, right?
Yeah.
Well, so one side says, "Yay, David!" And the other side says, "Ew, David!" So depending on my mood, I can just like turn it around to face outward to whomever's coming toward So that's what I got for Mother's Day. I love both of those gifts. They're so great. I actually like the coffee mug the most, but Zeb's not gonna listen to this. What he will do is he'll play it on mute in the background of his day so that we get his little pity listen to boost the numbers,
You know, I'm out here telling neighbors that I'm talking shit about them when really I'm not.
I know. You
Just
gotta
trying to.
really you gotta juice it up, you know?
Yeah.
I
Although I will say the neighbor that I was talking about with the lap dances, because I said that, she really did listen last week.
Oh,
And then she
cool.
said the whole time she was listening, she was like, "Please don't say my name. Please don't say my name. Please don't say my name." I was like, "I would never say your name." And then I thought about name dropping just now, and I won't do that.
Okay, so the third product that I'm really liking are the Rock Retinol Correction Line Smoothing Night Serum Capsules. These look like little pills, like little tablets.
Yep, I'm
Okay. Yes. Okay. So it's Rock brand. By the way, I was turned on to this brand, not this particular product, but this brand by my sister-in-law, Jessica Manning, who is Zeb's sister on his dad's side. And this retinol correction line smoothing night serum in capsule form. So it's amazing because A, it is the exact amount that I need, right? In one capsule, I get exactly the amount that I need for my face.
All
Now,
right.
of course, this is going to depend on your face size. I have a bit of a big ass face.
I got a big head.
Okay, so same, it probably the one capsule will do you.
Okay.
So that means you only need one bottle of this stuff a month. The second thing is it's very affordable. And the
Okay.
third thing is I constantly use either too much or not enough. And so
Oh.
that's why this particular product is just right for me.
Okay.
And lastly, I have noticed a difference in my under eyes, which is a
Okay.
big deal because, as you know, I was considering Botox. Now I'm kind of backing up the bus a little bit. Like maybe you're just dehydrated, bitch, and you really do need to drink some water and put some retinol on your face.
I
So.
mean, I don't know. But I don't know if you've seen any of my pictures lately, but I don't have any lines anywhere. So
Yeah, you're doing really great. Your lines are looking so good. If you saw my last one, I have no lines. I'm looking straight snatched.
mean,
I also had on no
sent you
makeup,
a
so
picture
filters
from
go a
last night.
long way.
Yeah, I could send you a picture from last night. I don't even have any cover up on.
Beautiful. I know. I didn't have any makeup on in my last photo either. I'm saying filters go a long way. That's all I'm saying. But yeah, so this, so get that. And then lastly, I saved the best for last.
The best for
You
last.
listen.
Drum roll, please.
Our drum rolls are terrible. The Bissell Swivel Mop. Now listen to me. This is really important.
Okay.
So as you know, most of my downstairs is hard, like natural hardwood floors, right?
Yeah.
It takes forever for me. I've been using a Swiffer. It takes forever for me. And so many of these like disposable, non-biodegradable pads
Okay.
to clean my downstairs floor, right?
Right. Fair enough.
This Bissell mop plugs in. It is electric. It's like $50, maybe, I think.
Okay.
It's got washable spinning pads and it comes with two pairs.
Shut
It's
up.
no, so it's two spinning pads on the bottom. And then just like a Swiffer wet jet, it sprays the fluid. But then the spinning pads do all of the work, Jessica. And not only that, but it dries in minutes. Dries in minutes. I was so flabbergasted at how functional and amazing this was.
Okay, so I mean, I'm dealing with probably 100 square feet, so.
I'm telling you right now, you would use such minimal solution.
Okay.
And because of the fact that you guys do live out there, it would be so handy.
Yeah, I mean, here's the
I,
thing. We have dirt roads surrounding us, so we have to
yes.
dust regularly. And
Yes.
that means that you also have to. I mean, I'm a little different from my parents. When I come inside, I take my shoes off and I like walk around in socks or slippers. Mom
Yeah.
actually wears slippers, but Dad will walk around in his shoes. So we're slightly different that way, but.
Right.
I'm also a very tidy person.
Yes.
And
Jessica, I'm not playing. You will get so much use out of this thing. And you plug it in. It does, it takes all the work out of it. What
okay.
normally would take me over like an hour, maybe like an hour to over an hour with the Swiffer, took me literally 20 minutes.
Okay. So if
And
my
you should
car
have seen the first round of pack because I went back over it a second time, but it was already so clean that it got, I mean, it was literally just like spotting, like just doing the spot pickup at the second point.
Okay, so if I normally take about 10 minutes to do my floor, I'm looking at about a 3.
Two.
Okay, 2.
I
Hey,
mean,
sold.
I'm being honest with you. This thing is amazing. I mean,
Okay.
I'll put a link, on the
Yes, I need
places
to
or
see it.
whatever. But yeah, it was incredible. I did it this morning even, and I didn't have to, because normally I do it, and then I have to keep Ezra off of it for like a half hour,
Yeah.
because it's not drying. It just won't dry. It was
I mean,
amazing.
I have a cat that has no patience, so.
Yeah. Listen, this is a game changer. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
All right, I can hear the nighttime regimen happening without me, and I know that I need to go.
Yeah. And I apologize to you, and I apologize to our fans out there who like to get this out there Sunday afternoon. It's my fault we're running late.
We're all going to live our lives and we're just going to be unmovable.
I'm sure, but my apologies to all.
Yeah.
It's my fault.
Just like
It was me. I did it.
It was Jessica. It was
And
all Jessica.
it was Kitty a little bit, but it was me.
It
It
was
was
Kitty. It was mostly Kitty. It had nothing
kid.
to do with the fact it had nothing to do with the fact that I'm still not done with my homework.
Yeah, nothing. I mean, kid.
Not at all. Wasn't my fault whatsoever. To do with me and my busy schedule.
Yeah, kid, you're gonna start getting some letters of,
Right.
dissatisfaction.
They're going to be mostly from Jessica because no one has your address, but We'll forge a couple so you get real scared, you
I'll make
know?
it look like it's somebody else, maybe.
That's some shit, man. That's my life. Actually, my life is Mario now. And then, you know, Kitty made the Luigi and the Mario
Yeah.
crochet dolls for Ezra.
Right.
Oh my God, he is obsessed with them. He sleeps with them now.
Oh.
He makes us say goodnight to them. I
Oh.
know,
Well,
it's the sweetest thing.
tell him cousin Jesse said, "Good night, Mario. Good night, Luigi."
All right, well, now
Okay.
since I've got the neighbor's dog barking and my kid is screaming, I should
Okay.
probably let you go.
Sure. All right.
All right, well,
Until next week.
until next week, cuzzo.
I love you.
I love you huge.
Aww.
Aw, bye!